NBA courtside
podcast.
Whoa, I'm just being honest with y'all, man. It'd be a lot of fucking fun for me to get famous.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. It's like, these days, Dick, you been up on his grind, trying to spit a rhyme, fly enough to get a crack of sign, just eyed up. I've been typing all damn night, bro. Kikes got to write raps, right? No typo. Nice flow. Best up in the game, no Michael. I guess I gotta wait for the fame, no life, bro. But damn, if your man had a whole...
I was reading some of this, all his broken hands, I had no idea. How you? High five? You want a high five?
No.
No high fives.
Is that how they're breaking their hands?
I don't know. I don't think so. Welcome, everybody, to the NBA Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Carlos, my co-host, Big G. Okay, Garrett, it's been a while since we had a show. A lot has been going on. We just went over this Brooklyn fiasco. Apparently, they're not doing too well over there. The Nets got a woeful record, but pretty much everybody in the East. Did you see the Jason Kidd just hit me? Slowed down YouTube clip.
Yeah, I heard about it a lot, and I didn't get a chance to see it until a couple days later. But yeah, it's quite apparent there. Just hit me. Going for a drink.
Taking a drink, and whoa.
Yeah, but the funny thing about it is that he's not even like coaching his own team at that point. He's basically just walking around aimless, like, you know, like an old man just spilled his drink in the nursing home.
Well,
just kind of.
I mean, obviously he's not fooling anybody, so it's quite ridiculous.
Yes. So he got fined, I don't know, I think it was like $50,000 or something, so that's a pretty expensive drink.
Well, you know me, I always want to just jump right into the Rockets corner.
You want to jump into the Rockets corner?
We could.
Okay, drop the music, Houston Rockets corner. Houston Rockets, that's my team. Talking about taking a drink, you sipping that Rockets Kool-Aid. Is it going down smooth?
It had been going down smooth until recently. Rockets, like a 5-game winning streak, something like that. Beat the Spurs in San Antonio, and then you're going to go out and lose to the Jazz. You know, so up and so down. It's never know what you're going to get out of this team.
I thought the Jazz was maybe just caught you guys by surprise. They're a younger team. Obviously, they're not playing for anything at this point except for a lottery pick. The Rockets have been going through a lot of injuries.
Yeah, they sure have. Yeah. No Lynn, no Parsons as of late. And without Parsons, it really shows. We've lost both those games. He's like the MVP of our team, man. Chandler Parsons.
He's the glue.
Yeah, so he holds it all together, man. He's the man.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can't have a nice soup without a dash of parsley.
I knew you were going to try to drop that in there somewhere. Parsnips.
Just a dash of parsnips, a little bit of parsley for you. Just add a little bit of flavor just to round things out.
Dwight Howard's, man, I don't even know. I mean, he's good and everything, but he's not like a game changer at this point. I mean, Terrence Jones is coming in and out-rebounding him. And we're winning those games where Dwight's only getting like 26, 28 minutes a game. And T. Jones is getting a ton of minutes. I mean, so he's not like, you know, making a huge impact. But it's always good to have him, I guess.
This is true. Terrence Jones has that bum-kicking ability that you just got a little extra pep in your step. You know, you wake up in the morning, go outside, kick a few bums.
Hey, man!
Walk your way to the Toyota Center, and you're just ready to go.
Is that actually, that's what happens, yeah. Kick a few on the way. They have him set up, so, like, they know that when he kicks a bum, he plays better.
Yeah.
So, like, they have it, like, set up, you know, so there's, like, a bum on his walk, you know, to the stadium.
Hey, man!
Makes sense. Amp his game up.
I'd like to see that commercial. I want to see that NBA commercial. How's that going to be?
It was just one time that we know about, all right? Give the man a break.
That we know about. Okay, fair enough. Well, I'm going to give him a break, but speaking about breaking things, there's a lot of broken hands in the NBA, so why don't we get into the injury report.
Down, Chuck. He is not getting up. He's had the stingers that have gone through his body. Again, just a glazed look in his eyes as he lay there on the floor.
But it's like a boxer who got hit, staggering, and had no balance, was obviously woozy.
And John Lovington is really hurt.
Okay, Garrett. Well, speaking of things that are broken, other than the slew of NBA players with broken hands, which we'll get to in a minute, how about my first pick in the NBA fantasy draft, Derrick Rose.
Yeah, a lot of people's first pick. I would have taken him had I been in your position. Can't fault you, really, but out for the year again.
Now, he has had successful surgery to repair the torn medial meniscus in his right knee. I don't know what to say at this point. I mean, I feel like Chicago's almost got to give it one more college try, and if he just doesn't come back the same, you almost got to eat the money, and you got to go in a different direction.
I mean, that's two serious injuries now. I mean, it's hard to recover from that, and yeah. You want him to be – I mean, I kind of wanted to see him come back and be good, even though, you know, I'm not like a fan or anything, but you hate to see somebody go down.
He's
like
just
that
an exciting
two
player.
Years in a row.
He's an exciting player to watch. He makes the Eastern Conference a little more interesting with Miami and Indiana. You throw Chicago in the mix with Derrick Rose. That's, you know, that's why Bill Simmons had Chicago ranked number one team coming into the season. He felt like Derrick Rose had something to prove, but, I mean, his body just failed him.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to be the player that everybody thought he was going to be and had the potential to be, but after you know, injuries like this.
Well, speaking about the Bulls, why don't we talk about a couple – or not a couple. Let's talk about the shooting guard for the Bulls. Mr. Jimmy Butler is not going to be serving anybody up anytime soon because he's been served with this case of – what is this, turf toe?
Turf toe. I mean, I guess it's a serious deal. How many weeks has it been now?
I mean, basketball.
Two to 3 weeks, and now it's going to be longer.
Yeah, they got to reevaluate it. So, you know, it's taking a little longer than he would like. And I don't know. His return time is up in the air at this point. So,
I mean, you can't run without your toes. It sounds like not too serious of an injury.
Speaking of Tootsies, James Harden's feet.
Yeah, did we mention them last time?
Yeah, let it soak in.
Does that count as Rockets corner?
That's my team.
That's your team.
Okay. Going on to the next guy on the injury report, an up and coming, a soaring pelican, if you will, Anthony Davis. He was ranked number one in Yahoo Fantasy Leagues, if I'm correct, right? Most standard leagues that, you know, do your traditional turnovers.
Number one overall.
Yeah, number one overall in the statistics, season averages. I thought Anthony Davis was ranked number one.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. You can look that up. Hmm. Take it to the bank. I just looked earlier today, so unless somebody had a monstrous game today that topped him over, I believe Davis was sitting on top of all of his glory.
Well, that's about to change.
He's just straight sitting.
Four to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's definitely going to be...
Now, what's happened here? This is the first of many broken hands. A non-displaced fracture of the fifth metacarpal in his left hand. Too many block shots, man. I don't know exactly how the hand got hurt.
I'm not sure if there was a play where it happened on specifically. Or
me neither. No, yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, he has been a fantasy beast, and a lot of guys got him in the second or third round, and they weren't reaching when they picked him up. But this is just unfortunate. You know, out 4 to 6 weeks with a broken hand. You know, get well soon. Now, another young and up-and-coming star that's
MKG.
Also got a broken hand. Yeah, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, one of the few Charlotte Bobcats. You know, Charlotte has got a sneaky good team defense. They're like top five defensive ranking. Did you know that?
I was not aware.
That is crazy because they suck. I mean, they cannot get a W. Nobody can in the East. The only two teams in the East with winning records are Indiana and Miami.
Yeah, it's amazing how it's been that way for such a long time, and it still continues. The West just is the powerhouse, and all the East. Like, if the Rockets were in the East, they would be second or third last time I checked.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of guys with broken hands, you've got J.J. Redick, shooter, will miss 6 to 8 weeks with a fractured bone in his right hand and a torn UCL. In his elbow. So he's just all kinds of jacked
that
up.
That sounds nasty, man. Yeah,
that does
all
not,
sorts of injuries.
That is not good for a shooter.
Yeah, he's known as a shooter. That's what he does. So good luck with that.
Yeah. A guy that I own, and I know people were kind of speculative about picking him up and drafting him, but he's been pretty productive for me. Andre Iguodala, dealing with a hamstring injury. He's already missed 6 games, and I don't think he's going to be returning anytime soon. They're eyeing maybe at least another week for him to come back to the floor. So that's if you're a Klay Thompson owner, a Stephen Curry owner, I mean, you know.
Klay Thompson has been a solid pick all year long, so you're definitely going to benefit from that. But you're trying to get off the broken hand theme too early because there's one you've left out.
Who's that?
There's yet another broken hand that we did not mention, and that was Paul Pierce.
Mm.
Yes.
The truth.
Yes.
The truth is my hand hurts just thinking about it. I got a plate with six screws in my hand. I've broken my hand before.
When was the last time you could remember more than like one hand injury, like broken hand injury, like on the injury report?
Last year,
let alone four of them.
Last year, I would think of Kevin Love, like his, the fist push-ups or knuckle push-ups or what have you. Yeah, fist push-ups makes it sound so much more fierce. But speaking of fierce, Paul Pierce will not be. So Fair says he's riding the pine for looking like a couple, 2 to 4. I say 2 to 4 weeks, or that's what they're saying. I'm thinking that might stretch out to 6 with his old age, you know, and Brooklyn's woeful record.
And you're shooting him. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody who's on the mend as opposed to getting broken.
Still on the injury report, but on the comeback.
On the comeback trail, Kobe Bryant. He was videotaped at practice dunking the basketball.
I have been a patient owner. And am I going to get a good Christmas present? I hope so.
Yeah.
I certainly hope so. I can
think
use
that,
it
yeah, I think him coming back around Christmas Day, a lot of people have prognosticated that. So, new Dan Patrick's and what have you.
You're looking at updates just about every day, speculating if he's going to win, he's going to return.
Watching practice video of Kobe Bryant stealing the ball from a slew of Lakers players, like this is something to be marveled.
So, yeah, if you want to find out his status, it shouldn't be too hard because it's being updated hourly at this point.
I'm sure that by the time this podcast comes out, the Kobe Bryant news will be refreshed 12 times over.
Oh, at least. Yeah, there's like 10 notes a day.
Let's talk about a player that's on your fantasy team. And I know you got the news around the same time I got the Derrick Rose news. Baby Gasol. What's going on with him? Old baby Jesus.
Oh, I guess he is technically baby Gasol, but I consider the other Gasol the bigger baby of the two.
Yes.
Well, he's had a grade 2 MCL sprain, and it will not require surgery, but still indefinitely.
That's good.
I guess it's good news, but, I mean, you're still... You could maybe drop him if you wanted to. I've elected not to. I picked up Kosta Kupas in his stead, and he's been a pretty solid, getting double-digit rebounds night in and night out.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely, if there was an all-Bond villain team, I mean, him, Pekovic, maybe Karolinko, I mean, you got yourself a good mob squad, if you will. I would definitely elect for him, Kosta Kupas, to be one of my henchmen.
Yeah, that's one of the better pickups, especially if you need a big man recently. So I went out and got him as soon as I saw Marc Gasol got hurt. So. Mm,
sneaky. Well, talking about sneaky, Bradley Beal has been playing sneaky well, but now he's kind of on the bench, on the pine, if you will, dealing with a stress injury in his proximal right fibula.
Proximal right fibula.
I mean, I'm not going to be exact.
Oh, no, that was extremely exact.
Oh, well, I was being proximated on the proximal, but regardless. He is listed as out for 2 weeks, and then he's going to be reevaluated. So basically what they're telling us is we're gonna check him out in a couple weeks, and we'll let you know, so... I think that 2 weeks could be more like 3, yeah. Possibly 4.
I think that Bradley Beal is the real deal, and he's been playing pretty good this season for sure, right?
Yeah. He's got a silky smooth jumper.
Yeah, he really does.
And he's not afraid to put the ball on the floor. And John Wall's been playing better.
I've never had him on my team. I would have taken him if he was available.
But I think the Wizards are maybe third best team in the East right now, or the third or fourth best record.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's really sad. The Pistons are sitting there at 5. You know, Detroit basketball. Go ahead and play that.
Detroit basketball!
We got anybody else on the list?
We got one we left out. Omer Asik. Omer Asik, nothing too serious. He's got a thigh contusion. And looks like about a week for him to return.
But do we really want him to return? You got to get him out there and play him.
When the trade deadline is in February, we'll have him for another month or month and a half, I think, before we trade him. We'll trade him somewhere around the trade deadline.
You think so?
Yeah.
We're not going to sit tight?
Nah.
Got to let him go?
think is going to happen, which will really up his value. So
let's stick in the Rockets corner, and let's talk about your favorite Rockets point guard, the Linsane in the membrane.
I wouldn't say he's my favorite. Once again, always with this claim that this is my favorite player.
You love everybody.
Yeah, they're all
You're
my favorite.
You're a positive
favorites.
Guy, man. Yeah, positivity, yeah. My friend.
That's what it's all about, you know?
Yeah, positivity. So let's stay positive. Jeremy Lin has a grade 1 knee sprain, and he'll be out for at least one more week. Me, you say, be positive. It'll be right around a week or maybe two or three.
I'm sure they won't rush
Completely
it.
Speculation. I'm going to put
Aaron
you
Aaron Brooks, I guess we're in the Rockets' corners, so it's okay. Talk Rockets here. Aaron Brooks has been doing a solid job. I mean, he really has on the bench. You got Patrick Beverly playing, you know, pretty decent, but Aaron Brooks coming off the bench, scoring some points.
He's fearless.
He really is.
It's like Mighty Mouse.
It's entertaining to watch, I'll admit.
I love Aaron Brooks. Yeah. He's a fan favorite. He was my son's favorite player, a few years back when we first started really getting into this Houston Rockets team.
So, yeah, Jeremy Lin, I'd say, you know, a week, maybe two, somewhere in that range. So I'm not going to rush it too much. But also someone we didn't talk about, we're still in the Rockets corner, Chandler Parsons.
Is back.
Is he back?
He's back. He's going to be the backy out of me.
I think so, yeah. So what's the deal with this? What's the Chandler Parsons return timetable?
Back is a game time decision. Suffering from back spasms.
Okay, so no definite timetable for Parsons return. I guess just a game by game update. Back spasms.
So Chandler Parsons is suffering from back spasms. Personally, I've had back spasms as a youngin'. I remember experiencing this, and it's like a helpless feeling because your muscles are literally spasming. You can't control it. I mean, you can barely like stand up and sit upright or do whatever. You know what I mean?
I just wonder how severe it is, if it's gonna last multiple games to where, I mean, you can't even suit up.
You know, I just say get a bunch of massages. You know, get two or three Chinese ladies in there.
You know, you're already over.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
We got the good training staff.
Yeah, go into like the Terrell Owens hyperbaric chamber, whatever the hell. Get your Ice Storm on in the little suit deal. You know.
Little suit deal.
I don't know. Sure. Do something. Because the Rockets need you. You're saying Parsons is the glue guy.
Parsons snips. that's what you're saying. That's fine.
Just a little dash of parsley. You know, just put it in the soup. It just makes it all, just comes together, man. It just brings the flavor.
I like how you're still trying to hold on to it. I just think it's funny. That's why I say
every time. Chandler Parsons is good.
Snipping it up.
White power.
No.
What? It's not racist, it's racial.
Yeah, no, that makes no sense.
White power.
Yeah.
White power!
How many great white basketball players are there
so
in the NBA right
now? Okay, well, but it's okay for you to say it because you're Mexican.
Because
if I'm white and I say white power, it's racist?
Yes! Yes.
Okay, I don't know about that.
That's not fair, is it?
No, not at all.
That's the world we live in, my friend. Well, speaking about unfair, we'll give you the good, the bad, the ugly. So let's get into the leads.
You got leads. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
All right, Garrett. So first guy on the leads list, direct correlation into the Anthony Davis injury. You got your boy Al-Farouq Aminu. He grabbed 20 rebounds or something ridiculous against Dallas the other night. And although he's putting up moderate point totals, 15 and 16 points here and there, they're going to need his rebounding. Obviously, guys like Ryan Anderson have already been scooped up. So Al-Farouq is coming through.
Yeah, and for a three, I mean, you can't ask more. I mean, when you're grabbing 21 boards in a game, I mean, he's not going to do that every game, but he's always been a good rebounder.
Yeah.
He can play some defense, and he's not going to, score too many points, but it's definitely worth a look if you're trying to get some boards out of that three spot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like him as a utility player. He'll get you some steals as well. He plays both sides of the floor. So it's understandable that guys are reaching out for some help from their boy Aminu. Another guy that you might want to take a flyer on is Channing Don't Call Me Tatum Fry.
Don't call him Tatum Fry.
Channing Fry is a pretty fly guy. He also knocked down the triple try.
I like fries, but especially Tatum fries.
Tatum fries?
Those are the best kind.
Those are the best kind, aren't they? No, but I feel like Phoenix being a younger team, you see a lot of people maybe dropping Plumlee, going and picking up Channing Frye. Over there, they're just kind of playing the hot hand, seeing what's working, you know?
Well, I wouldn't get too excited about Channing Frye. I mean, he might get you something in the short term, you know, a little bit here or there, but he's not going to have consistency, you know, throughout all these games. He played the Rockets and had a decent game, big deal, you know, but for, you know, his position, especially get a couple three-pointers out of it, that's where you can get, you know, some value for that pickup.
I always love those centers that can knock down the three-point shot. And I think that appeal is something that you can always make room for on your fantasy lineup. A traditional, more hard-nosed power forward, Taj Gibson. You know, with Derrick Rose out, somebody's got to step up the production. And Taj has been playing pretty well.
Yeah, over his last four games, he's been doing real well. It's been like 20 points plus a game, you know, somewhere around 10 rebounds. That's pretty consistent as of late. I mean, I don't really think he's that great, but
the reason why
you can't argue with the production. So
the reason why is because outside of the great field goal percentage and the decent free throw shooting from Taj, he doesn't get you too many blocks, you know? That's the one thing that I'd like to see more out of him.
But when you got Joakim Noah, pretty decent shot blocker. I don't know what happened.
It's just like more steals now. I guess he doesn't want to get in foul trouble, maybe because they're not as healthy. You don't have Omer Sheik there backing you up.
That changed the game up a little bit.
Yeah. Knockdown shooter. Also on the money up team.
Money up.
Money down. Kyle Korver. He's a shooter. He's a knockdown shooter.
Well, when you're knocking him down, it's money up.
Oh.
Yeah.
But then when the shot goes down.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's money up.
Money up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's knocking down that money ball. And he's got I think he had a pretty long streak of maybe 80 or something games with a three-pointer made. I'm not too sure, but he brings a lot more than just threes to the fantasy table.
Oh yeah, he can pass a little bit. He'll get you some assists in there. The occasional rebound. I wouldn't really be banking on that.
Yeah.
But no, he's definitely known for his three pointers. That's why you're gonna pick him up. Hit six of them in his last game. So that's what you need. That's what you're gonna get.
Speaking of hitting down three pointers, money balls. Why don't we take a step back into the Rocket corner?
Step it back.
Step back into it, man.
All right, here we go.
Step back, like a step back fade.
Well, that's the Rockets corner over there. Remember we determined last time.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, but I can't record the show like I'm in timeout in the corner.
You could, you know, everyone would know you were in the Rockets corner because your voice would be over there. Houston Rockets, that's my team. Houston Rockets, that's my team. Houston Rockets, that's my team. That's my team. That's my team.
Yes. Yes, I guess you're right. Do you like Aaron Brooks?
Why would I not like Aaron Brooks?
Would you pick him up on your fantasy team if you were maybe in a 12-team team?
12-team team? If I was in a 12-team team
league,
I would not. No, I don't think I would pick him up. Well, maybe 12 teams.
That's pretty deep. That's fairly deep.
At least while Jeremy Lin's still injured, because upon Jeremy Lin's return, Aaron Brooks isn't going to get as much playing time. He'll still get in there now and then, but he's not going to be fantasy relevant at that point.
If your Kyle Korvers are gone and your, you know, Al-Farouq Aminus or what have you, and you're in need of the money ball, Aaron Brooks can deliver. He won't get you too many assists. He will get you some steals. He shoots fairly well from the free throw line.
But he just comes off the bench and scores. That's what he does. Yeah.
He's like a poor man's Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, except way smaller than Jamal Crawford.
But much more aggressive.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
It works good.
I'm a fan.
Okay, that will conclude our session in the Houston Rockets corner. Let's step out, shut the door, and move on to the next one.
I'm going to throw one in here. I'm going to interject.
Whoa.
I'm going to interject. We had mentioned him earlier in the injury report, Kostas Kupis. Worth mentioning, I would pick him up if you need a big man. If he's still available by now, he's probably not. But yeah, pulling down those double-digit rebounds night in and night out. So getting it done.
Now, if you were to buy a Russian vodka bottle and you saw the label said Kostas Kupis, would you feel like, this is a nice bottle, I'm gonna take this home?
I don't know how I would feel about it, to be honest. I'm not a big vodka guy, so
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I guess.
Prefer a whiskey. Maybe get a good glass of scotch here.
What would be a good whiskey? Like a Moskov whiskey?
Yeah, Timofey is the highest quality.
Timofey?
Yeah.
All right, maybe we've had a couple drinks too many. Speaking of Timothy Moskov, decent pickup?
It's not Timothy.
Not Timothy?
No, it's Timofey.
Timofey?
Yeah, Timofey. Always has been, always will be.
Sounds like Tiffany.
No, it doesn't. Sounds like Timothy, but it's Timofey.
Okay, all right. Well, let's stumble
let's just
over
edit all of this. Yeah, let's just stumble over all of it.
Let's stumble over Mozgov's name. I want to get into a couple of Bucks players who have been playing well in the absence. An aforementioned partier, champagne aficionado, if you will. Mr. Larry Sanders.
Yeah, you just shared with me recently this video of him throwing champagne bottles.
Okay. Now, a couple episodes back, we were disputing what happened because he had injured his thumb. We didn't mention that on the injury report. Still injured with the thumb. He wasn't smashing champagne bottles.
No, he was throwing them.
Yeah, yes. He was throwing them like almost like, I don't know, like underhand toss.
He had the first one I saw was a good
overhand. A good overhand.
Yeah, it was a good overhand. Mm, yeah.
Okay, like a nice spiral.
I'm not sure exactly how he hurt himself doing that though.
I'll tell you where he hurt himself.
Slipping and sliding.
He was on skates. He was very hard to miss. Now the video that was up, I don't know where I saw it. I guess it was like maybe Bleacher Report link or something like that, but. It's a really sketchy video. It's like very black and white.
It's the nightclub security camera video.
Yeah, so of course, like, let's make sure that we can't really visually make anybody out in case anybody gets stabbed or what have you.
Well, yeah, you can tell who people are, but you're not gonna make out facial features or anything like that.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Especially Larry Sanders' big ass.
No, Larry Sanders walks into the screen like something out of Big Bird in Sesame Street. I mean, he's got the whitest pants and the whitest shirt in what seems to be like everybody's kind of blending in to like a black background. He just jumps out on the screen and he gets up there. He gets up to like the second level of the club or what have you. And I guess from the story goes is that he was sprayed with champagne and he didn't take kindly to it. So he got upset. And then you saw him kind of cascade down the stairs. In a slip-side fashion. I guess his blue suede shoes were maybe a bit too slippery.
Well, I guess with all that champagne getting spilled on the floor.
Maybe that's what it was.
Nobody could seem to get a foothold. Like, everybody kept slipping and falling over.
It was one of the most odd fights I have ever seen where, like you said, maybe it was just so much champagne on the floor that was spilled to all their dead homies, maybe.
Oh, you gotta go there. The dead homies.
Regardless, it was amazing to see him skating like something out of a broken Disney on Ice video. I mean,
now that we've talked about that for about 20 minutes too long.
Did you see the guy jump on his neck, come flying in out of nowhere?
I did not. I think I saw like the second half of the video.
Yeah. This guy comes flying in like flying squirrel style, and like hangs around his neck.
With like half his size, like
he was half his size. Yes, he came flying in. Amazing.
Oh, that was after he threw the bottles.
After he threw the bottles.
I do remember now. Okay.
Yeah, it was good. Well, John Henson, Ersan Ilyasova.
just talk about that for 10 minutes, and then just like a weird cut off. John Henson,
Ersan Ilyasova. Those two guys are playing well in Larry Sanders' absence, and you gotta love, you know. Henson's going to give you a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he's getting in there. He's doing dirty work, you know.
Yeah, getting steals, getting blocks, getting some rebounds, yeah. You know. It's not too flashy. Ersan Ilyasova's got a little bit more of a finely tuned game.
The Night Stalker has returned.
The Night Stalker has returned. This is true.
Back to full form.
They're rounding out quite a gang of mutants over there in Milwaukee. I could tell you that.
They have the appropriate colors for it, it seems like.
Yeah, Brandon Knight as well. He's just murdering the basketball.
You know, he has been playing a little bit better as of late. I mean, when he first came back, it was garbage. It took forever. then he kind of got hurt again, and then finally came back and couldn't do anything. He's had a couple, like, decent games. So I think he's definitely, you know, on the uptick there.
Okay, all right. Well, somebody else who's also on the uptick got, you know, fresh new start, new place, Derek Williams. Got traded out of Minnesota, sent over to Sacktown, you know, for, I want to say it was Agabutmute or something like that. I can't.
Lupushard Mbamute?
I think so. Yeah. I think he got sent over to Minnesota. Used to play college ball with K-Love. So, you know, they got that little, hey, you go shoot it. I'm going to defend.
You got Derek Williams coming, what, playing?
Sacramento.
Yeah, but next to or behind Cousins.
See, that's the thing. I think he's more of like a deeper league ad.
Because he's behind Cousins, right?
Yeah, but Cousins plays power forward. Derek Williams is more of like a small forward.
I was going to say, is he playing next to him, though, or are they playing them together?
Yeah, he's getting getting some minutes. You know, he's had some good games. He's had some bad games. So he's on the most added list, but I'm saying he barely got it in most standard leagues. And in deeper leagues, yes, once he got traded, there was going to be a lot of speculative ads in deeper leagues with Derek Williams. But as he's been panning out, not as fruitful as he would have hoped for, but, you know, there's promise, especially on a garbage team like Sacramento. Speaking of...
Your favorite player is next on this list?
It's not my favorite
player. Your favorite player. No, it's your favorite. It's my turn to do this now. Talk about your favorite player.
Detroit.
Stuck on Stucky, huh?
Basketball.
Detroit basketball!
Rodney, look, he's finally found his role. He knows that he's not as good of a point guard as Brandon Jennings, where last year he was like, look, what is this joke Brandon Knight doing? Running the point. I should be running the point. And they just kind of butted heads.
And then Brandon and I got murdered on the basketball court.
He got murdered. He did. DeAndre Jordan. Yeah, he posterized him immortally forever.
Yes. It's hard to forget that one.
Chills up your spine. But I've been watching a lot of Pistons basketball this year. Besides Andre Drummond being a freak of nature, Rodney Stuckey is aggressive. He's a six man, comes in off the bench, ready to shoot. You know, you got that Caldwell Pope guy. I was furious with Joe Dumars for drafting him over Trey Burke, but I realized you just got Brandon Jennings. Why are you going to get Trey Burke?
Hey, we get that C. Pope, man.
So C. Pope be knocking down some trees.
See, yeah.
And Rodney Stuckey be putting it to... Look, 50 Cent, a.k.a. Rodney Stuckey. He's aggressive. He puts the ball on the floor, and he takes it to the basket. When the Pistons really need a basket and they can't get anything going, they literally just throw it to Stuckey and just... isolation, get out of the way.
So, you looking to pick up Stuckey on your fantasy team?
No. Not in most standard leagues. I say if you're in a deeper league, like a 12-team team league, and you need the field goal help, you need the points, you need the steals, get you some threes, Stuckey can fill it up a little bit. And he's also a sneaky assist man as well. Another sneaky assist guy, a littler guy, awfully sneaky, just based off of the looks, Nate Don't Hate Robinson. You know, I mean... He just goes through his hot spells, he goes through his cold spells, but if I'm in a deeper league, a guy like Nate Robinson is somebody that I want to pick up off the waiver wire and I want to keep him. And if somebody gets injured over there and he's getting a little bit more extra burn, he can really be valuable. And when he's playing those lesser defensive teams, he tends to go off.
And we've all seen it. I mean, he did it a ton last year, especially with Derrick Rose out. I mean, got a ton of playing time. And he did go off, man, a ton of those games and the playoffs and everything. But, I mean, he was their only scorer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he can get some more burn, then definitely, you know, he might be worth the deep league look. Agree with you there.
What about your boy Sammy Dallenberg?
Sammy D, my boy, huh? Yeah. My homie.
You guys are pretty familiar with each other, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're doing that guest spot with him, right? He's about to be here.
Samuel Dallenberg?
Yeah, in studio.
In studio?
In our studio.
Coming to the NBA Fantasy Podcast Studios, Samuel Dallenberg.
Next time he comes to Houston, we need to interview him for the podcast, you know? I got the hookup. He'll give his first question.
I don't speak Grizzly Bear, man. I mean, he's just a big... Have you ever heard him talk?
Where's he from again? Is he's French?
Oh, I want to say he's from, like, the islands, I believe.
Yeah, but he speaks French, right?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
Look at the last name, you know?
Dallenberg?
Yeah.
What are you Googling? Does Samuel Dallenberg speak French?
Well, he's from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Yeah, Haiti, the islands.
Yes.
Well, the Haitian is getting some love, getting some decent play. I say if Jarrett Jack is still out there in the waiver wire and you need help on your backup point guard position and maybe in a deeper league, go pick him up. Have you been watching the Heat? Michael Beasley?
Well, sleepy eyes.
He's
he looks like he's barely awake every time you see him, man. Or stoned, as some might say.
Hey, hey.
Him and Tracy McGrady got that going on.
Mm. Well, Michael Beasley, I feel like, is a good add in maybe a little bit deeper leagues because of Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade is going to be sitting speculatively with knee tendonitis, a sore back.
And they know how it goes, too, over there. They're going to keep winning games, and there's no need to risk Dwayne Wade for, you know, the playoffs and the late-season push or whatever you want to call it. I mean, they know how to make it work without him, you know, every single game getting big minutes. So who's going to benefit from that?
Michael
Your
Beasley.
Boy.
Yeah. Beasley is being easy, coming off of those little pick and pops with LeBron James. He's working well. I mean, LeBron James makes everybody look great. I mean, he made Delonte West look like the next coming of Gary Payton. I mean, LeBron James, he just elevates everybody's game. With that being said, with Dwayne Wade's, you know, kind of Popovich-itis, going to sit because I'm old, I say Beasley is a good sneaky add in the deeper leagues. And to round out our deep league pickups, Jason Smith with Anthony Davis, and his broken hand, you know, rebounds.
Yeah, that's really, block. He's still blocking shots. Yeah, that's really not a bad notion. I mean, a lot of people don't know
Jason Smith,
but I've seen him play, and he can get out there and get you some good stats, especially if we're talking deep league ads.
A lot of people do know a Jason Smith. It's a pretty common name.
Yes. Yes, but not the Jason Smith we're referring to. It's a pretty forgettable name. Sorry to all you Jason Smiths out there, but, you know.
You know your friend, Jason?
Yeah, Jason Smith, right?
I think I met that guy.
Yeah.
That one time.
Yeah.
At the place?
Yeah, that totally happened.
Oh, man, that guy was crazy.
So Jason Smith.
Yeah. I mean, Davis is gone, why not? Sure. Well, since we gave you our leads, why don't we talk about some... guys that maybe you want to buy low on, maybe some guys you want to sell high. Because sometimes when things get really low, they get really low. Well, sometimes they're really high.
I like to see when the stocks are high, and I like to see when they're low. That's the big thing.
Interesting.
And sometimes they're really high. Sometimes they're very high, the stocks. And you go very high. That's when
high.
You want,
yeah.
That's when you want to sell, when they're very high.
Woo.
You buy them when they're down there below.
Okay. Just got done talking about Jason Smith. Maybe want to add him in deeper leagues. I say buy low on Anthony Davis. If you can find a disgruntled Anthony Davis owner who's just like, look, I need to get rid of this guy. I need to get rid of Anthony Davis. You know, he's got a broken hand.
Well,
he's going to be gone for forever.
He'll be at 4 to 8 weeks or something crazy like that. Isn't that the diagnosis there? I mean, it's a long time to hold on to somebody.
True, but I'm saying he's a younger guy, fairly healthy. I say if you get in there a couple weeks before he's coming back and or if you could stash him. If you've got the space and you've got somebody that, you know, somebody's comparable, maybe a top 30 or 40 pick, and you give it to a guy, I think that'd be good. Somebody you might want to try an eye on. Keen in on.
There you go.
Another buy low candidate, Kyrie Irving. Is looking at his overall season ranks, and I was surprised that it was so low. And it can only go up from here.
Yeah, I guess you could have disgruntled owners out there, but I think he's going to turn it around, man. And he still has some pretty good games now and then. But, yeah, it's not been the production you would expect out of a first-round pick. I mean, that high up. But also at the same time, he's not injured out for the season, so I consider that a win.
You throwing that in my face, huh?
Throwing it right in your face.
What are the Derrick Rose commercials going to look like now?
Well, I got Marc Gasol out, so I mean, I'm right there with not as bad, but...
Yeah. No, but what are the Derrick Rose commercials going to look like now?
There should be none of them. Why would there be more?
You still have to sell those shoes, man. You got to sell those shoes. I mean, it's a million... dollar industry, at least a few millions. if not hundreds, invested into this man's kicks. There's got to be commercials. Well, maybe Adidas should be eyeing a new and up-and-coming rising star. I know him well from his Michigan Wolverine days.
Yes, yes indeed.
Trey Burke. I talked to him on the last podcast. I said, look, he's coming back soon. You know, a little pinky. What have you? His fingers feeling better now?
My fingers hurt.
Now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty. Anybody else's fingers hurt? I didn't think so.
I don't know if it's a pinky. That's kind of rude of me. But, you know, he's coming back, and I say every game he's getting better. Obviously, the field goal percentage is going to be low. His assist numbers, you know, are going to be hit or miss. But he can shoot the three ball. He can put the ball in the basket. He's aggressive. He's a floor general. And he's not competing with anybody really for the job.
No, yeah, it's his for the taking. And I've seen him play a lot in college, too. I would definitely buy low on him. He's going to have the opportunity in front of him, and he's good, man. I really believe that when he's healthy, he's going to be a solid NBA player.
Yeah. So as Derrick Rose goes down for my team, I put in all of my eggs into the Trey Burke basket.
Yeah, all of them?
A few. Have you
ever heard the saying, don't put all of your eggs into one basket?
Have you seen Trey Burke?
There's a reason why they say this.
I don't have a basket.
Yeah, you have to have a backup plan, all right?
So I need a backup basket?
Backup basket, yes.
Like a completely different basket.
It's one that no one else knows about except for you, and you keep all your secretive eggs in there.
Well, speaking about backup baskets, David Anderson is making baskets.
Is he now?
And plenty of them.
So you want to sell high on him at the moment, maybe?
He's like a top 5 NBA fantasy player in Yahoo rankings, at least in the leagues that we're in, where it's just standard, you know, your threes, your field goal percentages, your free throws, points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks and turnovers.
David Anderson, huh?
I'm sorry, Ryan Anderson.
Yeah, I was wondering, I was like, what is the deal here?
Man. That's funny. So this is not a visual medium. This is an audio medium.
Yeah, so who are you selling high on, Carlos? Is it an Anderson?
It is an Anderson.
Yes.
It is Ryan Anderson.
Okay.
Okay, this has been a New Orleans Pelicans-themed podcast.
Has it?
We've been talking about Anthony Davis, Jason Smith, Al-Farouq Aminu.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's themed, but there's been several mentions, that's for sure.
Because with Davis's absence, it opens up a huge gaping hole into that, you know, that needs to be filled.
On an already not very good team, you know, there's going to be a lot of opportunity there. Yeah,
that's some promise. What I'm saying is Ryan Anderson is not going to make 6 or 7 three-pointers every night, especially when Anthony Davis is, you know, on the floor.
Yeah, but not every night, but that's what he's known for, man. He's a sharpshooter, and he can get out there and knock him down.
If you can get a legitimate top 20 player for Ryan Anderson, and you know that Anthony Davis is eventually going to come back, you want to sell high on Ryan Anderson?
That I cannot disagree with, all right? If you can get a top 20 player and you can trade, sell high on him. If somebody's really high on him.
Because you said, look at his season averages. Look at what he's doing. Rebounds.
I don't think he's top 20 player yet, but...
Well, Ryan Anderson, he's ranked up there. He's like top 10 right now, at least.
All right, Timmy D, he does it season in, season out. Think he's going to fall off the production cliff that he's putting up right now?
He has to.
Yeah?
Because he's being coached by Greg Popovich, who's been known to sit his players just based off the fact that they're old. And Tim Duncan is old.
Well, and Popovich is the one who really really does that a lot. And a lot of coaches seem to imitate that nowadays, though. But they're old, but, you know, he knows how to give his players rest, and he knows when it's real important to play your full lineup. You know what I'm saying? Like, he coaches his players well.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. That means nothing to me. I'm managing a fantasy, team.
Timmy D's going to keep doing it throughout the season.
He's going to be sitting randomly, and I'm going to be like, oh, I put in Tim Duncan, and then I find out, you know, as I'm driving my car, I hear it on the radio, oh, Spurs and the Rockets match up tonight. No, Tim Duncan out with knee tendonitis.
Yep.
You know, come on, Pop. What are you doing? I get it. I know what you're doing.
You know what he's doing, yeah.
And that's why I say...
Fantasy-wise, yes.
Sell high on Tim Duncan. He had a great monster night the other night. He had a 20-20 game.
I've seen that,
the oldest guy to do it. you know, since freaking Moses Malone or what have you. I don't know.
When he plays, he's still going to get it done without question, but it'd be a question of how often he's
just came off a 2020 game. You know Popovich is going to sit him. I say sell, sell, sell. Are you with me?
I can be with you. I'm just saying, yeah, he's still, you got to give credit where credit's due. When he plays, he plays well, but question of, is he going to play every game?
I'm buying guys for 80 games. I'm not buying them for 50.
You know who I am probably selling high on? Rockets corner, Dwight Howard.
Whoa, we just stepped back into the Rockets corner real quick.
That was quick.
We just got 1 foot in? Yeah, are we diving in? Are we diving in it?
I'm not diving in. That doesn't sound safe.
Okay. Dive into the corner? Yeah, nobody's going to win on that one.
Yeah, D. Howard, lately, man, the Rockets have really not needed him to put up big numbers for us to win. And you just don't know, man. You just don't know if he's going to continue to put up those huge numbers. You got Terrence Jones now over there pulling down a ton of rebounds.
The bum kicker.
Yeah, the bum kicker, yep. But I don't know. He's good, but I could definitely sell high on him for you know, a top player as well. I'd be ready to get rid of him to unload.
Who would you be willing to exchange whatever?
Oh, man, I don't know. It just depends on, you know, what you're looking for. It's hard to give it.
The reason why I say sell high on a guy like Dwight Howard is, look, he's been healthy. He's been playing. He has been putting up big, huge numbers, at least point totals. The rebounds are still there. The blocks have been, you know, a little hit and miss, but they're still there for the most part. The field goal percentage is pretty good.
Have been lower, though. They've been in the 20s.
Yeah, well, because you guys have been winning games, and, you know, that's to be expected, especially when you go out there and face the junior varsity NBA and the East Coast. But you want to try and round out your team and get rid of those guys that are hurting that one facet of your squad. And his free throws are horrendous. You know, can't make a free throw.
They're awful. If you've got Dwight Howard on your team, you are going to lose the free throw category.
So I say trade him for somebody who can make their free throws. You know, you give up a little bit in rebounds or maybe blocks or something, but you kind of round out your whole team a little bit better that way. I mean, that's just my thought process, you know, behind trying to sell high on a guy like Dwight. Another guy that I'm selling high on, And it hurts to say it. I almost don't even want to say it. Detroit basketball, the beast, the man-child, Andre Drummond. His free throw percentage, arguably the worst in the league. I don't know that. I'm just going to guess off the top of my head. He's got at least the top three worst free throw percentages in the league.
See, in a standard fantasy league, though, there's usually about 9 or 10 categories. Like, the categories I seem to forego the most are turnovers. And I try not to take that into consideration, especially when I draft. And free throws, you know, it's just another one of those categories that you're never really going to – it's so hard to balance your team, you know, completely with good free throw shooters. If you've got somebody who puts up big rebound numbers or big blocks, you know, those are rare categories. You can sometimes, you know, look over the bad free throw percentage.
Andre Drummond – he's ranking pretty good in most Yahoo leagues. He's maybe a top 25 player, you know, maybe top 30, right up there.
Those centers are valuable.
They are valuable. It's the block shots. It's the rebounds. I mean, the other night he got like, I don't know, 21 rebounds in 18 minutes.
See, it's, the free throws is only one category when you're getting block shots and rebounds. And
so are you talking me off the ledge? I shouldn't sell high on Drummond? I should keep him?
I'm not necessarily doing that, but, you know, it's hard to sell high on somebody based on free throw percentage alone.
If you're getting killed every week in that category and you feel like you can get something comparable and something favorable that'll also help round out your lineup. But, and that's one of those guys that you want to be like, hey, you know, this is one of the chinks in my armor. Let me round out my team and let me just, you know, put out some feelers out there. See what the guys in your league are, you know, hey, well, what do you think about this? What about
just
that?
Just for the sake of argument, you know, it's just...
I guess you're right. Maybe I'm overthinking it because Andre Drummond has been fantasy gold. I think he's leading the league in field goal percentage.
Yeah, and I was going to say that once you're, you know, if you're losing free throw percentage every week, but you're still winning matchups, it might be too early to sell high on a valuable player like that based on free throw percentage alone.
Okay.
I mean, just saying, just throwing it out there.
You're willing to sell Dwight Howard for the same reasons, but you're not willing to sell Andre Drummond. Are you on the record? Let the record show.
I don't think I could sell high on Dwight Howard either if he was on my team, unless it was a perfect trade, yeah.
Like a DeMarcus Cousins or something.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe something like that.
Boogie down.
Yeah.
Boogie up.
We'll let that boogie down Bletch.
Boogie down Bletch. You can keep him on the bench. Keep him on that fantasy world. Where are the white women at?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Over there.
Is that guy now?
We got
a guy on the couch.
Is this guy now? Where the white women are at? Okay, I think that does it about.
It does it about there. Do it there.
I think that's going to do it for our buy low, sell high candidates. So why don't we get into the fired list?
I don't care, Bob. You're fired. You're fired! Clean out your locker at the club, Bob. You're fucking fired!
Okay, so I've recently had to fire a few of these folks off of fantasy teams of mine. First on the list, JJ, your hand's broke, your elbow apparently doesn't work properly, and for that, my friend, I'm going to have to show you the door. Don't get mad at me, it's not my fault, it's just one of those things that happens.
Well, and also, he was a hot ad because he played the Rockets twice and had huge games against them. It's just like every time he plays the Rockets, he just tears them apart.
He looked like Oscar Robertson.
Yeah, and then he had, like, you know, just all right games in between. But even if he hadn't have broke his hand, he's still, you know, a fringe fantasy own. But now, for sure, you're fired.
All right. For goodsies. When you start getting back on the mend, then maybe I'll think about picking you back up. But until then, my friend, fiend. Next fringe fantasy player, Karam Butler, who I think earlier in the year tied a career high in points. He blew up something nice there.
Yeah,
everybody kind of jumped on the bandwagon.
Really, yeah, got a ton of pickups real quick and never really did anything since.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Tough juice. Just having a tough go at it, I guess.
I'm just going to go ahead and throw out a career game here, and then I'm done. Good career.
That's what happens when you're on anabolic steroids.
Valid point, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so. Falsely accused Karam Butler, tough juice, of being on steroids.
Okay, man, you're going to have to answer to the legal ramifications of that.
I'm not. Look,
his lawyers are coming after you now.
I'm not Belko. What would tough juice's lawyers be like? Dangerous, I imagine. Well, from one Butler to the next, let's talk about Jimmy Butler. Obviously, again, this is just another case of the ouchies injured. Gotta cut him. Gotta go.
He's got a case of the ouchies, huh?
The ouchies. Tom Thibodeau comes into the locker room.
Got ouchies, coach.
Tom Thibodeau looking like your neighborhood butcher coming in. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Yeah, you know, I've never. Yeah, I could. He could pass off as a butler or a butler. We got so many butlers in here.
Yeah.
As a butcher.
Yeah, Tom Thibodeau.
Certainly could. Yes. Throw a butcher's apron on him. Give him a cleaver.
Fit right in, right? I would think so. This has been discussed before. Tom Thibodeau has been called.
That's a good tangent, dude.
He's been called a butcher on Dan Le Batard's show.
Ah.
I believe he laughed at the statement. Somebody who is not laughing in Chicago.
No, not at all.
It's Derrick Rose.
What would he have to laugh about? His meniscus? I don't think that's a laughing matter.
It is not. It is a serious situation going on there.
How would you feel if you were a Chicago fan, seeing all these commercials, waiting all year, thinking he would come back in the playoffs and didn't, and then finally comes back, and then
the Asian kids getting the hot dogs in Chicago, and the taxis, and the waits, and the newspapers, getting
back.
Coffee.
Yeah.
But it's just, no, wait, it's all frozen.
All over again.
So in Chicago, are they like in freeze mode?
I guess. They're right back where they started with no Derrick Rose and no real promise. I mean, coming back from that, I mean, I would have no hope.
It's hopeless.
Yeah, I think so. I think she just quit.
This is just, Derrick Rose has really dragged down the podcast
there for a minute.
He is.
The mood around here is just...
sad. It's sad.
It is, right?
Yeah, I mean, because we like Derrick Rose as a you know, competitor. He's athletic, fun to watch when he's being athletic, and Can't even really do that right now.
Cole's crying about that over
Jeez.
There.
Yeah, yeah. He is having a hard go about it.
Look how upset he looks right now. He's got his head down.
Well, somebody else who's got their head down right now, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. He's also getting dropped from most leagues with the broken hand situation going on there. Another broken hand.
I would say
Paul Pierce.
Yeah, I would just say hold on to them both. You know what I'm saying? Pick them up if they get dropped, you know? If they come back from those broken hands, you know?
So you say
8 weeks.
You say don't drop.
I'm going with the broken hand teams.
Your fantasy team is going to be performing kind of at half, you know.
I'm not playing you unless you have a broken hand, all right?
So you can't play on Garrett's fantasy team unless your hand's broken.
Yes, I only have like 5 players right now. I'm waiting for more broken hands.
You got a pretty good starting 5, though. So you can understand why Paul Pierce, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist are getting dropped.
Well, another one was Jordan Hill. He got hot for some reason. Had a couple good games there, but not worth owning if you do have him. I don't see the point, at least even in deep leagues.
The Lakers, one of those teams that I stayed completely away from. The Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets. And
God, the Nets are terrible, aren't they?
God, it's just really bad. Darren Williams still hasn't come back from his ankle injury. We forgot to mention that. I guess it's just like one of those things like, okay, so now that's happening again. But yeah. Somebody who got out of Brooklyn and has been flourishing, a little flash in the pan, Gerald Green, Houston's finest.
Yeah, H-Town. He's never really been that good of a basketball player, though, I don't think, overall.
He's fun. He's fun to watch in Phoenix.
Yeah,
I guess. It's just the thing with Phoenix is, like, it's a younger team. You don't really know what the rotation's going to be like. They're trying to fill out, you know, see what works. And, you know, he had a good little run. He was getting some minutes, and now he's not getting as many minutes. I think the same thing happened to Plumlee. So, I don't know. I'm not as down on Gerald Green as everybody else might be. I think he's still got potential.
Terrence Jones, out there for a little while. I guess, you know, he's kind of tapered off. Dwight Howard had some decent games, even, you know, in our losses, but we just haven't been playing good team basketball. I think he's still going to put up some good production. I might even, if I had him on my team, you know, hold on to him a little bit longer before you go ahead and jump the gun, to be honest.
Okay, I'm going to talk about one more guy, then we can get back on your bum picker friend. Amir Johnson. On the cut list, I don't know why. I haven't really been paying that much attention to Toronto. I don't own too many guys over there. But so he's been like a sneaky producer, man.
He had some value last year as well, yeah. I remember. You can definitely get those boards for you.
So back to the Rockets corner. Close it out in the Rockets corner.
T. Jones.
Terrence Jones, the bum kicker.
Yes, yes indeed.
Are you for adding Terrence Jones on a 10-team league?
Well, we're talking about the most dropped list, so he's getting dropped all over the place. But if you already, you know, went out there and got him, unless your team is suffering that bad, you know, I really might hold on to him for another game or two, you know, see what he does, and if it's still not very, very good.
So you're not impressed?
What?
You're not impressed with his bum kicking skills and his 3-point shooting ability.
I've been pretty decently impressed with his game, but you know, still want to, like I'm saying, wait another game or two, see how it goes. You know, make a decision.
Okay. Well, I guess that about does it for the show, guys. Just on the Facebook page, NBA Fantasy Podcast. Check me out on Twitter, Carlos_Garza11. Check out the website, NBAFantasyPodcast.com. Shout out to Ben Rock over there at Courtside, going back and forth, hating on Portland Trail Blazers. We see that your Lakers are playing okay, I guess. Big shout out to Joey and your Minnesota Timberwolves. You finally got rid of Derek Williams. Shout out to all my guys on Twitter asking me questions. Bill, I'm ready to answer, and I'm ready to go. So until next time, I'll let your boy.
That's one thing I know. I'm about to break this down, man. Say I won't. Let's go. Shots in the club like Plaxico. I'm in the corner, hot like Placido. Some diggy fucker flow, nuts pistachio. Went like Shelvin, I know how to back a hoe. I got girls in my penis, flow is the meanest. Not Gilbert, but I'm selling out arenas. Do it all day, A. Peterson, because I'm trying to get paid like Revis did. I met a French
stiff thick lips, and she got a body. Told her put that ass on wild like Nandi. Fight like Rocky, white like Roddy. Who's your daddy all night like Bobby? Hot box ride, I can barely see. You know I keep my Carmelo like Anthony. Got bigger blunts than the Garrett, smoking at a Taurus. Put Marquise in that Philly like Morris. Anybody better than me?
Nope.
Good try. I'm the best like Javi, but I'm not lying. Not even a tie, son, no, we invited. My pocket's fat, but green, so Rex Ryan. I'm off with the Bucks like Luke Richard and Bamute, but I'm a fucking superstar. And if they ask LD where he wanna live, then I'ma tell him where Marquise is like Nick.
Woo! I'm telling y'all, man, the sports knowledge is too extensive. That was just me fucking around on some random ass shit. You know, hey, look, I'ma tell a story. How about that? I'ma tell y'all what happened to me last night just by using some sports shit, alright?
I'm trying to get a little Kevin Love, and then I see a bad bitch staring up in the club. She got an ass so sweet like a Santa bun. I bet that bitch a giant freak like Lanzacon. And so I go and approach her, we kick it like sober. End of the night, I'm a owner, hover. Like I make a bitch feel raunchy, horny. So I'm getting big shots, Chauncey. Took her back to my Eddie house, and this fine ass bitch taking off a blouse. And then my D rose quicker than a bull at the garden. Dick like James from the way that I harden. My name ain't Charles, but I'm backwards, son. My dick ain't Gretzky, but it's still a good one. Yeah. She with that juice, I ain't talk about OJ. More like Mayo, something like OJ. Okay, now I close this off, and I can see a C pierce like a name was Paul. I couldn't care less, went down, feeling the flavor. And it was hairless, something like Villain a waiver. My ride's smart, so he hate me when I don't cover him up with a safety. But I coordinate that D, so I plan protection. Had a man in roll like Louisiana, Texas. Put a condom on my Ryan, brought my Hebrew hammer, then we got it all. I slammed with a booby Cavalier. We even made a couple a movie, Shaq and Nail. She had a real big cat. I just got a rock a pussy, but I hit it hard. Troy Palomalo on that pussy. No acting, but she had a big old Oscar. No PDs, little dick about it proper. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying, man? I think I just made like 42 different sports references in two verses. So for all y'all motherfuckers who think y'all can make a funny little metaphor, come see me on sports. See me on that sports shit is what I'm trying to say. All right. And yeah, and it's gonna be, and you're gonna be looking stupid, you know? Cause that's what I do. Holla at me.
Lil D-I-C-K-Y.